show them to all. So we're gonna have a quick recap of Parshas Vayera. So Avram just got a bris. Hashem came to visit him and then sent Malachim as well because Avram was pained at the lack of guests. He ran to them and thinking they were Arabs, asked them to wash their feet. Then ran to get Sar and Yishmael to prepare food. After quote unquote eating and drinking, one Malach told him that Sar would have a baby and the other healed Avram. He escorted them out and then Hashem told Avram that he's gonna be destroying Sodom and its surrounding cities because of their horrific sins and depravity. Although Avram tried valiantly to defend them, there wasn't even 10 tzaddikim in all the cities combined and there wasn't much to do. The Malachim came to Sodom, Lot brought them in, Sodomites surrounded the house intending to harm Lot and his guests. The Malachim struck everyone with blindness. They took Lot, his wife, and two daughters out of the city, and then Hashem upturned all of Sodom, raining fire and sulfur upon them. Lot ran to Tsar, then to the mountains, and his daughters, thinking that there wasn't anyone left in the world, had children with their father, later to become the nations of Moab and Ammon. Avram then moved to Gerar. Sarah was abducted by Avimelech, who subsequently returned her after being struck with a terrible plague and being informed by Hashem that if he doesn't return her, then he and his entire household will die. Yitzhak was born and given a bris at 8 days, and there was great rejoicing throughout at that time. Yishmael turned down the wrong path and began to influence Yitzhak. Sarah told Avram to send Hagar and Yishmael away, and Hashem agreed and Avram sent her away, and Yishmael was sick at the time. The water finished and he was about to die, but then Amalek called out, reassuring Hagar that he would live to be a great nation. A well was revealed to her and she gave him to drink. Avimelech and his general Fichol then came to Avram and made a treaty with him. Hashem then tested Avram by commanding him to bring Yitzchak as a carbon. Avram eagerly hurried to do so, and last minute Amalek called out and instructed him not to shecht Yitzchak. He brought a ram instead. The Amalek then told him that he would surely be blessed and have many offspring. After this, Hashem told Avram that Rivka, Yitzchak's future wife, was born. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.